Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the third in my series, Is the Current Pandemic a Sign of the Times? They say that eschatology, the study of future things, is not practical or profitable. I beg to differ strongly. After explaining the proper order of coming future things in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, Paul exhorts us to put on as a helmet the hope of salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Paul is not talking about the hope of salvation from the penalty of sin, because all believers already have this. This is our position in Christ. Paul went on to say in verse 9, quote, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." In context, Paul is thinking about the day of the Lord judgment, just addressed previously in the chapter. Our hope of salvation, deliverance, in this context, is from the time of wrath that is to come upon the world in the day of the Lord judgment. The helmet is a picture of protection for the mind. Knowing the proper order of future things is a stabilizing and strengthening reality in the mind and heart of believers. For such a time as this. The proper order of future things is this: the rapture of the church, followed by the 7-year tribulation period, followed by the second coming, followed by the kingdom. The last days in reference to the church age is distinct from the last days in reference to Israel. The last days of the church age has no specific timeline markers other than the general trend of growing apostasy. In contrast, the last days in relation to Israel, the 7-year tribulation period, has very specific timeline markers. Matthew 24 and 25 is known as the Olivet Discourse. It is essentially Christ's prophetic discourse. This discourse is the seedbed for the key prophetic themes developed in the rest of the New Testament. Everything in terms of the prophetic future builds on this portion of Scripture as given by Jesus. In my view, both the rapture and the second coming are grounded in this passage. The key marker to properly understanding Matthew 24 is found in verse 36. There we have a most important transitional phrase, is found in the Greek phrase peridae. Note that Paul used this exact transitional phrase in 1 Thessalonians 5:1, in transitioning from the rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4 to dealing with the day of the Lord in 1 Thessalonians 5. Consistently, when this phrase is used, it denotes a transition from one subject to another, albeit often a related subject. Robert Thomas says, peridae is a frequent device for introducing a change from one subject to another phase of the same subject, or from one subject to another, end quote. This major transitional marker, peridae, signals that the coming mentioned in Matthew 24:37 is a different phase of Christ's coming, that is the pre-tribulation rapture, than that which is referenced in Matthew 24:27-31, that is the second coming. The special term for Christ's coming is the Greek word parousia. It simply means presence. It is found 4 times in Matthew 24, verse 3, verse 27, verse 37, and verse 39. It is used in reference to the second coming in verses 3 and 27, and in reference to the rapture in verses 37 and 39. However, note the distinctive transition peridae, as found in verse 36. The New King James and the New American Standard both translate this phrase as "but of." The Holman Christian Standard Bible translates it as "now concerning." Matthew 24:4-35 deals with the Day of the Lord events that climax in the Second Coming. These events relate to the fulfillment of the 70th week of Daniel, as seen in the fact that Jesus connects them with Daniel's prophecy in Matthew 24:15. Israel is the central player in this context. The entire section of Matthew 24, 4 through 35 deals with observable signs, and by them, how one will be able to know the nearness of Christ's second coming. Verse 15, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel. Verse 21, there will be great tribulation such as has not been. Verse 32, puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. Verse 33, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Within the context of the day of the Lord, also known as the 70th week of Daniel, there will be all kinds of signs indicating the nearness of the Lord's return. It will not be hidden. These clear signs will make the second coming very predictable. However, the time leading up to the day of the Lord, where we live in the church age, has no such signs. This period prior to the day of the Lord will culminate in the aspect of Christ's coming, the rapture, which comes as a thief in the night. This aspect of Christ's coming has no forewarning or signs. It takes the world by total surprise. Verse 36, but of, periday, that day and hour, no one knows. Verse 39, and did not know until, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Verse 43, if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come. Verse 44, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So the breakdown of Matthew 24 is like this. Matthew 24, 4 through 35 deals with sign events related to the tribulation period climaxing in the second coming. Matthew 24, 36, transitional marker, periday. Matthew 24, 36 through 51 deals with life as normal. The life as normal period leading up to the surprise coming of the rapture that ushers in the day of the Lord. John F. Hart says this, the pre-tribulation rapture is the best exegetical and theological interpretation of Matthew 24, 36 through 44. Other rapture theories do not do justice to the transitional nature of verse 36, to the nature of the Noah illustration or the imminence resident in the passage as illustrated in the thief imagery and the very, quote, to be alert phrase. It should be acknowledged that Jesus was the originator of the pre-tribulation rapture teaching, both in the Olivet Discourse and John 14, 1 through 3. And that Peter, Paul, and John were dependent upon the discourse for much of their teaching about the rapture. End quote. The current pandemic is not a sign of the times, because Christ's whole point is that what characterizes the time leading up to the rapture is no signs. If there is any sign leading up to the rapture, it is that life continues on as normal with no thought for God. Hence the scoffers say, where is the promise of his coming? 2 Peter 3:4. Only God knows the outcome of this present crisis in terms of world affairs, but I don't believe it is a specific end times sign. Rather, I see the Bible predicting a time as in the days of Noah, when the people were eating, drinking, marrying, and given in marriage until judgment came crashing down. Luke 17:27. I see life returning to normal, quote-unquote normal, as in the days of Lot, when the people ate, drank, bought, sold, planted, and built, until the day it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Luke 17:28 and 29. The pre-rapture signs, better known as trends, are growing apostasy and life as normal with no thought for God. I expect the present crisis to pass and the world to return to the trends Jesus predicted that will result in the day of the Lord judgment, taking the world by total surprise as a thief in the night. But I also believe that the trigger, quote-unquote trigger, for the last day's judgment is the rapture of the church. Maranatha, our Lord comes, perhaps today, live ready. Luke 21:34 through 36, Jesus said, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Lord, we thank you for the blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ. As the church, we are looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ in the clouds to receive us to himself. Perhaps today, Lord, quiet our hearts. The whole world is alarmed about the current crisis, not really thinking in terms of eternity and the bigger issues related to where am I going to spend eternity. Lord, help us to be a good witness. Lord, I pray that you quiet our hearts that we would know the truth of the scriptures. The next great event on your prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church. Perhaps today we are waiting. And then after that will come this time that is not appointed to us, this time of wrath, this time of the day of the Lord judgment, which will be followed by the second coming, which will be followed by the kingdom. Lord, help us to be clear in our own hearts and minds. And Lord, these things are a helmet for us, a helmet that protects our minds, the truth is. And so, Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. Strengthen us today. Use us for your glory. We thank you for Jesus, and we pray in his name. Amen.